The transition from school leaver to university student is a well-worn path for Australians, with 60% of school leavers going on to university before the age of 22. But a Productivity Commission report out today is warning about a surge in dropout numbers, as Isabel Rowe reports.
In the chilly inland town of Dalby in southern Queensland, Dustin Cross is training to be a livestock agent.
We have sort of like a trade school, so twice a year our group of trainees, we get together. There's eight of us. We've just went to a 52,000 head feedlot.
The 22-year-old, who's originally from regional Victoria, started a school-based apprenticeship on a farm in year 12, while his friends went to uni.
In my era, I see more young people that might have tried a degree for 1 or 2 years, realised that it wasn't their thing and they've tried something different and found agriculture. One of my best friends undertook a sports science degree in Melbourne, did that for 3 years and realised he wanted to become a landscaper.
It's a common story among school leavers. A Productivity Commission report has found about 1 in 5 students who signed up to university as a result of a lift on enrolment caps have failed or dropped out. Gary Workman is the head of the Global Apprenticeship Network, which places students into workplace learning.
We seem to be fixated with young people going through a university pathway. I know a lot of parents have aspirations for their young people to do better than they did, and university seems to be the panacea.
He wants Year 12 students to be better informed about the sort of job they can get without going to university.
So a lot of people think about apprenticeships as being, you know, a bricklayer or a carpenter, but we've got cyber security, we've got IT, we've got health, community services.
I guess this is a bit of a marketing issue then. You need to let people know that this is that you actually can do that.
Yeah, look, I think that's right. And a lot of career advisors are secondary school teachers. They've gone through a university pathway. I'm not blaming them for the situation, but we're leaving the career decisions up to parents and school advisors.
Getting more people into apprenticeships is on the federal government's agenda. In April, the government released a review of the vocational education sector, a report it commissioned from former New Zealand Minister for Tertiary Education, Stephen Joyce. Among his recommendations, Stephen Joyce says the government should better sell the financial benefits of trades.
One of the areas that we tried in New Zealand was linking qualification data with tax data, so you can then go out and say, if you do this qualification, we know that the sort of earnings that those people have got once they've qualified is X.
The Chief Executive of Universities Australia, Katrina Jackson, says the Productivity Commission report doesn't tell the full story about university attrition.
They're just looking at students under 22 years of age. If you just look at one of those groups, Indigenous students, a third of the Indigenous students who are studying in universities, those numbers have doubled, by the way.
Joyce Review author Stephen Joyce believes there is already enough federal funding to get more people into apprenticeships. It's just a matter of will.
Isabel Rowe reporting.